Okay, time to talk Tasmanian Greyhounds now, and Shane Yates joins me. Shane, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
How are you?
Yeah, great, thanks.
That's good to hear. Well, Greyhounds, it's been a bit quiet the last few days, I guess.
Yes, well, the Hobart meeting on Thursday obviously didn't go ahead, being Christmas Day. The previous Thursday we had the Hobart 1000 meeting, which was a sensational night. Walkhart taking out the final of the consolation, and the sensational record-breaking run in the final by, above all, they just blew the opposition away. So that was Group 1 racing, but that's a long time ago now. It's a week and a half ago now. We've got a couple of very good programs coming up this week with Launceston on Monday night, and Devonport Greyhounds on Tuesday afternoon to finish off what has been a great 2014 for Tasmanian Greyhound Racing, with, of course, Buckluck Wednesday featured in the Australian Cup earlier in the year.
Absolutely. Okay, we'll start with your selections for Launceston tomorrow night. That sounds good.
Yes. The quaddy lens is our usual go here, so we'll try and nail the quaddy, which is on races 5, 6, 7, and 8.
Okay, well, race 5, we've got Bit Hot Roxy, the 1, 2 Year Right, 3 Ruby Bailey, 4 Little Spin, 5 Tame Old Mischief, 6 Prince Nitro, 7 Windburn Charm, and 8 Mighty Kev, and we've got reserves drawn as well.
It's a pretty open field, that first leg, Windburn Charm, interesting run. They had consistent form throughout its career, and maybe we'll stick away with that first leg of the quadrilla, but it is a tough race, the opening leg, that's for sure.
Okay, so maybe 7 Windburn Charm there. Race number 6, we've got 1 Classic Joel, 2 Mystic Falls, 3 Rapid Door, 4 Snoring Nora, 5 To Be True, 6 Pedro's Vineyard, 7 Demi Kelly, and 8 East Trudels.
Well, Demi Kelly is a flying machine. It's won a couple of future races already in its career. I think it might be the way to go. Although the 2 Greyhound is going to take some stacking there, the Vista Falls. But I think Demi Kelly, 10 metres, holds a very strong hand in the second leg. But Demi Kelly on its recent form would be the way to go. Even though it's drawn out wide on the track, would rather be drawn closer to the rail. But we'll go with a 7 in the second leg.
It's got a best time of there, 29.68, quite a bit better than the other runners there in the field, Demi Kelly. So 2 sevens in the first 2 legs. We got race 7, we've got 1, Dark Vito, 2, Buckle Up Fletch, 3, Go Betty Go, 4, Rockville, 5, Gemstone Jack, 6, Murray Barber, 7, Red Nitro, and 8 is a Mini Mogul.
It's a very good race. This one, Gemstone Jack, scored well last week. It was able to break clear. It hadn't happened earlier in his career. Just wanted to race along the side of Greyhound. But in the last month or so, it's really started to knuckle down to the job over the completing stage. And although Dark Vito is going very strongly from the red, Gemstone Jack may well do it some plenty of carry during the race. And again, with the red runner, though, its form of late has been sensational, Dark Vito. If he can run after that from box number 1, it should be the way to go in the third week of the quaddy. So number 1, Dark Vito, the top pick.
And once again, it's got the best time of 29.60, so clearly if he runs to its best, it will be very hard to beat number 1. And then race number 8, we've got 1, It's Crunch Time, 2, Idle By, 3, Nordic Knight, 4, Italia Evan, 5, Black Sienna, 6, Wadded Shrinks, 7, Hunter's Hero, and 8 is Big Jack Jr.
Yeah, Black Sienna stepped out in front last week and was able to lead all the way. It's very hard to beat again here in this final leg of the quadrilla, which should cap off another big night for the Methodist, you know. But certainly its performance last week would suggest it'll be hard to toss there in that final leg of the quaddy.
Okay, so the quaddy numbers will go 7, 7, 1, and 5 there at Launceston. So 7, 7, 1, 5, sounds good. Okay, Devonport, we'll look there, racing on, what's that, Tuesday. Now I'll just bring up the fields there. We'll look at the quadrilla legs there as well, races 5, 6, 7 and 8. Now race 5, we start with 1, Immortal Dream, 2, Kalispell, 3, Buckle Up Zach, 4, Posh Faith, 5, Cindiana Miss, 6, Regret Rhiannon, and 7, Brad Hill Billy, and 8 is Jazanne's Boy.
Well, Brad Hill Billy's had absolutely no luck in recent times. Andrew took a heavy fall in a race recently and just might have knocked his confidence around a little. That was in Hobart when he was in a position where he was a strike there on the turn off the back stretch. But it bit the dust on the occasion. He's run a couple of solid performances since then. So I think with a couple of runs under his belt now, back at Devonport, box number 7, stays out of trouble in the run of the first corner. And it's pretty hard to beat the first leg. So we go with Brad Hill Billy in leg number 1.
Okay, number 7 in that first leg, race 5. Race 6, we've got 1 Helsinki, 2 Dominator Girl, 3 Black Rip, 4 Senior Slammer, 5 That Was Then, 6 is Chinchiro, 7 Golden Sage, and 8 We Fire.
Well, it's a great field. Going with Senior Slammer, they ran a solid race in the Hobart 1000 final after winning its heat straight taking three by a nose. Prior to that, we've won something like 11 out of 12 or 13 leading up to the Hobart 1000, so we'll stick with Senua Slammer back to its home track. It's got a great record there, a brilliant best time, and will be very hard to beat in that invitation race. So we'll go with Senua Slammer in the second week.
Number four there, Senua Slammer. Race seven, we've got one Alvin Benz, two Daniels Bay, three Bag of Spies, four Classic Nico, five Metal is Ben, six Spit Hot Rusty, seven Broody Venture, and eight is Classic Spence.
Well, Broody Venture was another one that performed well through the Hobart 1000 series. Brilliant youngster. Gary Faye Kennel. Gary's done a magnificent job with this winner, and it looks the winner for sure in the third week.
Okay, that's race seven, and then race number eight, we've got one Bailey's Comet, two Hellier Missile, three Little Miss Take, four Buckle Up Barney, five Rip and Tear, six Truly Loyal, seven Lou James, and eight Chica Scott.
Well, with the tip of Broody Venture in the previous leg, Rip and Tear is a winner, mate, and performs very well at Devonport. Pretty classy youngster, Rip and Tear. So with the Gary Fay touch of magic on it at the moment, we'll stick with it in the last leg, Rip and Tear.
Rip and Tear, so we're going 7-4-7-5. Your quaddy on top tips there at Devonport.
Devonport on Tuesday afternoon, which will be the final leg of the season for Tasmanian Greyhound Racing in 2014.
Beautiful. I'll talk to you next year.
Indeed. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you. Shane Yates there at the Quaddy Leagues at Launceston and also Devonport.